Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-03-20 My thoughts on Stadia, Google's new video game console. YouTube video. Google's Stadia announcement at GDC 2019 in under 14 minutes. No, it's not the early 2010s again, it's 2019, and Google is delivering a streaming video game console, sorry not a console, a service, or just a controller. A lot of buzzwords but it's nothing new, just a streaming service like Microsoft's, Nvidia's, and Sony's. Unreal Engine, Unity 3D support, and powered by Linux, and Vulkan, I'm getting flashbacks to SteamOS now. The data center is your platform, oh boy who in marketing approved this? Cringe, the problem with streaming is the lag getting to the provider's servers. On average my lag is 25 milliseconds, off peak, to google.com. Which is pretty good, but at peak, and with load, I wouldn't want to trust my frame rate with it. This is all I heard. Developers. Wow, and no mention of VR not really a surprise there. At least it's not a Netflix model, and Google is setting up their own video game studio. That's the only good news here so far for me. Well, I think it's great Google has entered the gaming market, both as a studio and console, but I think the platform service is a rehash of existing tech and comes across as very low effort. I just hope they rethink the streaming and make it a real console like an Android console maybe. Oh, and the Stadia S logo, to me looks like the marketplace shopping chains. Google's Phil Harrison replied to the negative feed, a console which nobody asked for. Google is betting on economy of scale, the race to the bottom. Maybe in 50 plus years when AI is making games. In Deepocalypse. Is it real? Does this still apply to 2019? Book. Teach yourself game programming in 21 days. Comments are open.